listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. A new report has highlighted the barriers facing country people in accessing psychology services. Known as Thinking Futures, it shows that 75% of regional and rural Australians believe the cost of accessing a psychologist is too high. Zena Burgess from the Australian Psychological Society says the situation in the regions is already poor and will only worsen without government intervention.
We'd love to see the government announce a greater investment into mental health disaster response for frontline workers and the public. We'd like to see a response that grows the psychology workforce and a response that makes seeing a psychologist affordable for people struggling with the cost of living.
The sharks are circling. That's what the Premier says about other states wanting to take the Live Golf event away from South Australia.
Greg Norman's been pretty candid about that, which I appreciate. But he's also pretty candid about the fact that, you know, he appreciates that we took the risk, we went first, and we got a really good deal as a result of that. But if we want to keep it, we've got to earn the right.
And it's been a huge weekend in Adelaide for the second year of Live Golf, with massive crowds on all 3 days. And an important milestone passed on the weekend. It's been 120 years since the iconic Centenary Tower was opened in the Blue Lake City. Council joined the Mount Gambier History Group to unveil a plaque honouring the tower's designer. Taking a look at some sport now, it's showdown week for the Crows and Power with a tight turnaround to Thursday night. Adelaide's set to be without Mount Gambier product Luke Pedler, who hurt his shoulder in the matchup against North this weekend. Robes Jordan Dawson impressing, winning the Anzac Spirit medal. And mixed results for the Mount Gambier Pioneers this weekend in the NBL One South competition. While the women had a strong 25-point win over the Thunder, the men could not get it done, falling by 13 points.